For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Listen to the songbird, hear him singing.
It was June 1967, and young people were flocking to San Francisco. The Monterey Pop Festival heralded the summer of love. Music was in the air, smiles were on faces, and America's youth celebrated brotherhood. University of South Carolina history professor Lauren Sklaroff said people seeking the freedom to be different had long flocked to the city by the bay.
One thing that's so important is the history of San Francisco in the larger creation of sort of rebellious cultures and the Beats and the, you know, it's always been a place where folks who felt like outsiders could go. And I think that's what made it so attractive to so many people.
Among the musicians there that June was Jesse Colin Young. The Youngbloods, his band, was on the rise, and though it didn't perform at Monterey, it played the ballrooms of San Francisco and free concerts in the streets. Young, now an Aiken resident, said the group had recorded a song that unexpectedly preceded it to become a local hit.
I remember I walked into the cheap motel we were staying with, and there was a little radio, and I turned it on. Bam, there was Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing. Fear's the way we die.
And then we walked down the street a few blocks to the gig, and there were 1,000 people with long hair and strange clothing and all these psychedelic lights, and it was another world.
Get Together, later a national number 5 hit, was the first of many songs of peace that Young would become known for. It perfectly articulated the vibe of the summer and became an anthem of the love generation.
And all these people were smiling at me in the street, and I was wondering, what's going on here? Everybody's so friendly. It was the summer of love, and people were reaching out to each other in that way. And they were part of the music, and the music was part of them.
So the words summer of love are articulated in April.
Sklaroff described a scene of changing times and clashing values.
It was largely in response to people like Governor Ronald Reagan saying, oh, these values are horrible and these kids are on drugs. And so the Monterey Pop Festival becomes this time when the values of the San Francisco community, it's a way for them to show the world what they were fighting for.
Monterey also was important for introducing then little-known artists such as Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin to the world, Sklaroff said.
Many of these go on to become the defining voices of that generation, the bands, and the defining music of that generation, and still some of the greatest artists that we have in America.
Young still plays Get Together and says it continues to touch new generations.
When they put it in Forrest Gump, I started getting letters from 10 and 12-year-olds that said, Get Together is our class song now. And I'm thinking, these 10-year-olds, they're getting it. It's wonderful because a song like that, it keeps on working. And in this world, boy, more than ever, we need songs of peace and love.
Sklaroff said the Summer of Love has had a lasting impact through recycling and other means of caring for the earth. As for Young, he feels the spirit of the Summer of Love lives on in him and in anyone who loves the music and feeling of that magical time.
That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.